The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 430.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. I want to ask you to support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. A traditional Irish musician recently asked the question why I use the term Celtic music. They seem a little bit skeptical about that. I'm going to talk more about it during the Celtic podcast news section. Stay tuned. We kicked off the show with Lilt from their album X. That was Return from Fingal, The Unknown Real, and Frankie Kennedy's. Next up is Kennedy's Kitchen. They have a brand new album. It's called The Whiskey of Truth. This is Teresa Kubiak's The Malbé Shuffle and Are You Ready Yet? Here's Kennedy's Kitchen.
Mi go nesnach hem bas e chatodd bat y ffordd drim i o stysgor o halwm o stalwm y ni anac o stysgor o halwm.
Oh,
Came Seamus Gagne with Os Ho Agus Gorohelium from his album Béal Ard. Then came A Campo Traviesa with The Torn Petticoat, The Pipe on the Hob, and The Old Grey Goose from their album The Kid on the Mountain. And finally, Graham Vincent and David Mitchell with Molly Oxford and Hard Times for Old England from their album Preservation of Fire. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Tara Hirelihi posted on Facebook, "I just discovered this podcast and I love it. I want to suggest a band to you, but their music is hard to find recordings of because they haven't bothered to record an album yet. They are Occasional Pudding from Ottawa, Canada, and my husband is the bassist. Search them out on the web." Thank you, Tara. Yes, if they ever put out an album or any music recordings, make sure you submit music to the podcast at 4kelts.com. That's the number 4kelts.com. I could love to have some more Canadian Celtic music, so tell them to get recording. Meg Padell posted on Facebook, "Just started listening to the latest episode, Mark, and I just want to say a huge thank you for sticking up for Celtic musicians, women everywhere, and every marginalized group. Keep up the love and always the great tunes." Thank you so much, Meg. I was very honored to do just that, and I got some more great episodes coming in the future. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. Michael Cavanaugh posted on Facebook, "After listening to the opening comments of 418, my wife, Sam, immediately told me to bump up my pledge, and I loved doing it. Keep broadening our horizons and screw the twits." Thank you, thank you very much, Michael. And yes, I will keep providing all this great diverse music for you all. Bob Harford posted on Facebook, "Really enjoyed podcast Celtic Summer Recess. The legendary rock band Traffic also had a great rendition of John Barleycorn, and the historical songs like A Lullaby for Those Who Died are one of my favorites. I looked for the lyrics and couldn't find them." Yeah, I don't know where the lyrics are. You'd have to contact the band because I thought that was an original song, but I could be wrong. If you know of another version of it, let me know. Tim O'Connell posted a picture on Facebook. "Love the podcast, Mark. Outstanding selection of music, including tracks and styles I'd never find on my own. It is my office soundtrack, including this morning whilst writing a handout for my students on evolutionary diversification of birds during the Cretaceous period." Gorama Agat, thank you so much, Tim. Oh wow, that sounds like fun. Evolution diversification of birds during the Cretaceous period. There you go. That's a mouthful too. I did post a picture in the show notes. Kelly Ferguson shared a picture on Facebook. "On a road trip this weekend, I discovered that this little guy named Squirrel whines unless I play your Irish and Celtic music podcast. Thank you, Squirrel Whisperer in Dallas, Texas." And Squirrel is not an actual squirrel. She's a puppy. Now you're going to note that I have a lot of comments this time in the podcast, and I have one more I'm going to share with you. And this is because I went through my email and I found so many comments. I finally figured out a way to organize them. So I have so many comments in my email, and I've organized them to a specific way so that I can easily access them. I'm very happy at how it came out. But that means that I have a lot of comments. I have like 50 or 60 comments to come. So what I'm going to do is next week I have a whole bunch of comments in the show as well. But the week after that, I'm going to have a feedback episode where I'm going to play some music and then read a comment. Play some music, read a comment, and there's going to be a lot. So it'll be fun. It's going to be a great way to hear what others think of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Finally, Jessica Villegas emailed, "Hello, I did not mean to ask, but a long time ago there was a song I heard on one of your podcasts, and it was Black Mountain Side or Time or Time, and there was a female artist on there as well as a fiddle. I'm trying to find the song again. Thank you, and Slancha." Thanks, Jessica. I'm going to play a song for you in a moment. You can let me know if this is what you were looking for. There's a couple other songs that I've heard with that title, and I'm not sure if this is it, but I think so. So you can let me know. But I should point out that you can go to the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com and use the search feature. Nearly every show is listed there. If you know the song title or band, you should be able to find it pretty easily. Or you can do a quick Google search for the few lyrics you might know and then do a search, which is a great way to get at it. So this is Black Mountain Side. It is by Rising Gale from their album 4.
Look back. summer's day in Huntley Town, 'twas there I did agree with Bogie O'Carney to 6 months for a fee.
To drive our two best horses to a cart and hurry and plough, it was the only thing about our work that he very well knew how.
Now Bogie, he had a daughter, her name was Isabel. She was a lily of the valley and the primrose of the dell.
And that summer when I went walking, I chose him for my guide down by the pond of Carney to watch the small fish glide.
When 6 months it had passed and gone, this lassie lost her bloom. By the red fay from her rosy cheeks, and the tears came tumbling down.
And when 9 long months had passed and gone, I brought forth to him a son. Oh, and he was quickly sent for to see what could be done.
So I offered for to marry her, but for Bogie that wouldn't do. He said, "You're no a match for my Bonnie Belle, and she's no a match for you."
Then he sent him packing down the road, not a penny for his fee.
So farewell, my love, from Huntley Town, a long farewell to thee. What comes from Huntley Town, with his pots and pans and ladles, he scours the country round.
I've not got a better match, oh dear Bogie, can you tell?
Bogie, you had the final word when you sent me on my way. But you cannot stop the beating heart on a bright, warm summer's day.
And when I look into the eyes of the small one at my side, oh, I see the face of the handsome lad who took me by surprise.
One summer's day in Huntley Town, 'twas there I did agree.
Thank you.
thicket it or we're ashes green. They thicket it or we're heather. But the pest came from the Burroughs town and slew them both together.
Gathering after school as the daylight dimmed, just a few friends and an old guitar. Leaving the stormy winds of the world outside what we all believed. When it was time, we would sure go far. Do you remember, oh friend of mine, songs that were young, sung with a will? Now they are old songs, singing the old songs. Do you sing them still? Meeting by chance here, almost like strangers now. Must be 30 years since we last met, so we reminisce. I want to ask you, did you fulfill your dreams? But it's not my place, I won't intrude. Let me ask you this. Do you remember, oh friend of mine, songs that were young, sung with a will? Now they are old songs, singing the old songs. Do you sing them still? You have wandered so far away from here to the very edge, edge of the world where the four winds blow. Went the words with you? Did you raise up your voice and you nod your head, telling me all that I need to know? Do you remember, oh friend of mine, songs that were young, sung with a well. Now they are old songs, singing the old songs. Do you sing them still? And you sing them still. And we sing them still.
After Black Mountain Side was Farson from their self-titled album that was The Water Boiling Machine. Then came Wilson and McKee from This Thin Place that was Bogey's Bonnie Bell. Then Chickies in the House, Napoleon's Rant, and Duncan's Dance by Alexander James Adams from Cat and the Fiddle. And I'm excited to have a whole bunch of his albums that will be coming up on the show in the future so that you can look for a lot more of his music. It's going to be awesome. And then Unquiet Grave with Bessie Bell and Mary Gray from Ballads of Old. And finally, Eamon Frio with the old songs from Atlantic Night. Celtic podcast news. Now, I don't remember if I had already mentioned this in the podcast or not, but a while back, someone asked me if I could do a LGBTQ episode of the podcast. And I submitted it to the universe on my Facebook page. And lo and behold, I had a whole bunch of suggestions and recommendations. So I'm planning one for June of next year. But this means that I would like to find some more artists or songs or suggestions that could be included in an LGBTQ episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. So if you have any suggestions, email me, CelticPodcast.com. I would love to hear them. Also, remember to sign up to the Celtic Invasion Vacations newsletter. Go to CelticInvasion.com. You can join me in Italy next year. This is going to be a fantastic trip. So not too long ago, I was talking with some traditional Irish musicians, and they mentioned the C word, Celtic. Celtic music. Well, in traditional Irish music, a lot of times they don't like to use the word Celtic music because it's been turned into a marketing term by the big record labels back in the 80s. It was popularized, so New Age now is considered quote-unquote Celtic music, which I'm fine with. I if you go to my website, I published an article years ago called What is Celtic Music? And I list what I call the four different types of Celtic music, which includes traditional Celtic music, traditional Celtic folk songs, Celtic New Age, and Celtic rock. I don't really play much Celtic New Age because I'm not a fan. I don't really care about the music much, so I'm not going to share it. I like other stuff. It still raises the question, why do I use the term Celtic music? I use the term, of course, Irish and Celtic music because I try to give it a broader definition than it's more than just Irish music. But Celtic in its form, in its base form, is the music or the language of the Celts, of the people who came out of Austria, traveled through Europe, through Italy, all the way up to Brittany and Galicia, and then into the British Isles. That is what the Celts were. And this, of course, is the music of the Celts. Now, I also chose Celtic music to use that marketing term because I wanted to change perception. I feel like I have an outlet to be able to reach out and tell people Celtic music is this, and listen to this podcast. That is what Celtic music is. It's not this other stuff, or it could be the other stuff, but this is Celtic music. And so that is one of the reasons why I use the term Celtic music. Shannon Heaton had a great episode of Irish Music Stories podcast called The C Word, because it covered this very topic, and I got to talk to her a little bit about that, as well as other artists. You think of like groups like Celtic Woman and Celtic Thunder. While they both have a large mix of traditional Celtic music included in their repertoire, you know, I think of Celtic Thunder in particular, and I feel like there are a lot of jazz pop more than Celtic, but you know what? It does a lot for our community. They do a lot for our community. They bring new people into this amazing community, and we get to explore different styles of Celtic music and introduce people to our musical traditions, which I absolutely love. So if anyone says, do you like Celtic music? You say yes, and then talk to them what it is about Celtic music or Irish and Celtic music that you love. And of course, send them away this way to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Big thanks to our patrons of the podcast. Head on over to patreon.com/Celtic Podcast so you can become a generous patron. It pays for the production, promotion, and creation of this show, and it allows us to attract new listeners. So I would greatly appreciate your generous support of this podcast. All right, let's get back to the music. That's my little story. I'm sticking with it. Next up, we have Dylan Walsh with Blind is Blind from All Manner of Ways.
Gets more off than her. Sometimes it pays to wait, but risk a sealed fate. Do something cold, babe. Taking astray, the blind shouldn't leave the blind, is all that you can say. It needs to be clear whether it's blind love, short-sighted fear. Do something cold, babe. Taking astray, the blind shouldn't leave the blind, is all that you can say.
It was down the glen one Easter morn, to a city fair rode I. There armed lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No pipe did hum and no battle drum did sound its loud tattoo. But the Angelus bell or the Liffey swell rang out in the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town, they flung out a flag of war. It was better to die neath an Irish sky than at Subla or Sud-el-Bahr. And from the plains of Royal Meath, strong men came hurrying through, while Britannia's sons, with their long-range guns, sailed in from the foggy dew. It was England bade our wild geese go, that small nations might be free. But their lonely graves are by Subla's waves, on the fringe of the great North Sea. But had they died by Pierce's side, or fought with Valera true, their names we'd keep where the Fenians sleep, neath the shroud of the foggy dew. But the bravest fell, and the requiem bell rang mournfully and clear, for those who died that Eastertide in the springing of the year. While the world did gaze in deep amaze at those fearless men, but few who bore the fight that freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew. And through the glen I rode again, the heart with grief was sore. For I parted then with valiant men that I'll never see no more. And to and fro in my dreams I'll go, and I'll kneel and pray for you. When slavery fled, oh glorious dead, when you fell in the foggy dew.
That rest within us, and here's to the best we try to achieve. Here's to the failure to reach perfection. Here's to the will to still believe. And here's to the quest that carries us onward. Here's to the hope that we'll find the end. Here's to the heart that follows its dreaming. Here's to the broken one yet to mend. If all your words are but a tumble, and their words cruelly made you humble, remember no one has inside them what makes you. Doubt can kill the greatest vision. Second guessing's a deep incision. Come together, friends of joy, of inspiration. You. Here's to their words that drive back fear. Here's to the joy that rests in creation. And here's to all who are gathered here. Oh, here's to all who
girls, I got no combs.
Keep got girls, I got no combs.
Keep got girls, I got no combs.
Bound away for Australia. Bound away for Australia.
Kids got no sleds.
Speed away, haul away.
They slide down hills on cottage sheds and bound away for Australia. Heave her up, me bully bully boys.
Heave away, haul away.
Heave her up and don't you make a noise. We're bound away for Australia. Cape Cod girls got no frills.
Heave away, haul away.
They tie their hair with cottage gills and bound Australia. Heave her up, me bully bully boys.
Heave away, haul away.
Heave her up and don't you make a noise. We're bound away for Australia. Cape Cod cats got no tails.
Heave away, haul away.
Lost them all in Norrie's gales and bound away for Australia. Heave her up, me bully bully boys.
Heave away, haul away.
Heave her up and don't you make a noise. We're bound away for Australia.
Heave away, haul away.
After Dylan Walsh was Seldom Sober with the Foggy Dew from 6 Months of Confession, then came the Roundtable with Here's to the Best from Tales from the Turning Leaf, and finally Songs for Kaylee, that was Cape Cod Girls from Falling Forward. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, and if you did, please share it with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is dedicated to growing our community and helping the incredible artists who so generously share their music. So if you find music that you love in this show, buy their album, shirts, and songbooks, follow them on Spotify, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can also vote for them in the Celtic Top 20. It's very easy. All you have to do is copy the whole list of artists at the top of each episode of the show at CelticMusicPodcast.com, paste it into the form, remove all the artists that you didn't care for, and there you go. You're ready to submit, and you can vote for as many artists as you want in each episode of the show. Finally, remember to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week I will send you a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up. Thank you again for your generosity. We are going to finish up this week's show with another new track. This is Cunhas from their album High Time. The track is called Made of Colmore. Thank you again so much for supporting this show. I'm forever grateful to you for allowing me to share this music with you. I will talk to you again next week. Sláinte.
Leaving sweet lovely Derby for far London town. There is no finer children each evening go down to the shore, and the joy bells are ringing for the maid of Coolmore. The first time I saw my love, she passed me by. Next time I saw her, she bid me goodbye. But the last time I saw her, it broke my heart so. For she sailed out of Ireland and away from
Thank you.
would blow the wind high, and I darken the skies. I would blow the wind higher, and the salt seas to roar for the day that my darling sailed away from.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was produced by Mark Dundee, Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's pear.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.